A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Huang.
Well, what can we expect in the markets today? A couple of things we're looking at. We're looking at China's latest move to stimulate the economy. Of course, the latest around Brexit and what's happening in the earnings season so far. And to get the bigger picture, we have with us Shane Oliver, Chief Economist and Head of Investment Strategy at AMP Capital. Morning, Shane. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hey, so great to catch up with you again, Shane. What's happening in the markets right now that you're keeping an eye on? Something that everyone's been talking about is that move by China to stimulate its economy. And we just saw it pump in a record $83 billion into its banking system yesterday. One of the reasons, it says, it's tax period now, and this is a peak when a lot of companies need money to pay their taxes. So they want to fund the liquidity in the system. So I want to get your thoughts on this, Shane. What is the significance of this move, considering that we've seen so many similar measures by China this month to shore up its economy?
Well, there's an element of seasonality to it, as you say. People pay their taxes and that takes money out of the system, and therefore the central bank is trying to offset that. But the fact that it was a record amount is consistent with other indicators that China is getting more serious about trying to stimulate its economy. The economic data out of China has been on the soft side, not universally so, but it has indicated a slowing in Chinese growth that is worrying the Chinese policymakers. Partly that's due to the trade war with the US or Donald Trump's trade war, but it's partly also due to domestic factors, and the Chinese authorities are trying to offset that to keep growth above the 6% level. We've seen numerous announcements of tax cuts and various other measures to stimulate growth, but of course the central bank is doing its part as well, cutting the reserve bank ratio this month, probably more to come on that front, and of course injecting record cash into their financial system. So I think all of these things are aimed at shoring up growth, supporting growth, and of course financial markets generally, at least in the last couple of days, have taken that positively.
Shane, we have a lot of Singapore companies doing business in China. So one question is, where is the Chinese currency heading? So this month alone, the Chinese yuan has already gained about 1.5% on some positive signs that the trade talks are going well. Where is the Chinese currency heading for the rest of the year?
Well, it partly depends on what happens in the US and also partly depends on what happens in China. Last year was a year where the US dollar rose. This year, I think, will be a year where the US dollar consolidates or possibly comes off a little bit. We've already seen a little bit of that as the US central bank pauses on raising interest rates. And I think this year we'll also see a rebalancing and growth momentum away from the US. The US, if anything, will slow down a bit. Other countries will pick up a little bit, whereas last year it was the opposite. US seemed to accelerate, at least for much of the year, and then the rest of the world slowed down. So that rebalancing of the world economy will also work against the US dollar this year. So against that backdrop, I think the starting point is probably a relatively positive one for the Chinese currency. And as confidence builds that China is not going to see growth collapse as the stimulus measures continue, then I think we will see upwards pressure on the Chinese renminbi. And that probably would get a push as well if we see positive news on the trade front. And of course, a lot of this does revolve around that. So far, so good. The trade talks seem to be going okay. Still a couple of months to go yet. But I think ultimately they'll come up with a deal because the Chinese want a deal because they don't want their economy to slow too much. And the US wants a deal because it doesn't want the US economy to slow too much. And all of recent indicators suggest that the trade war is taking its toll on confidence in the US. So I think they'll come up with some sort of deal. Won't go in a straight line. There'll be a bit of argy-bargy around this. Sometimes it might look to be going too well, but I think ultimately work out and that will help again support the renminbi.
Shane Oliver, Chief Economist and Head of Investment Strategy at AMP Capital. Shane, another currency you're looking out for is British Pound. It's been rising since the UK Parliament voted against Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit proposal by quite a wide margin. Why are traders getting so optimistic behind the pound right now?
It does seem perverse, doesn't it? Because that Brexit proposal, the plan that PM May had come up with, was defeated by over 400 votes to 200. So you think, well, that's a monumental disaster for them. They spent 2 years working on this plan. This is all horrible. There's two reasons why the pound rose. Firstly, a defeat had been expected anyway, so no surprises there. Secondly, the scale of the defeat, I think, makes it more likely that the ultimate plan, which is accepted at some point down the track, will be more pro-Europe, will be a soft Brexit, in other words, that you could argue that all this mayhem is sort of leaning the British Parliament away from a hard Brexit and towards something softer. And don't forget, the British Parliament, on balance, is more pro-Europe than Brexit. You know, most parliamentarians are more than the average supported staying in the EU. So I think they're going to come up with something which is not a no-deal Brexit, which is not a hard Brexit, which is something soft. Mm. And, of course, PM May has said she'll now engage in cross-party discussions, which enhances the chance that whatever they come up with will be a softer form of Brexit. So that's why the British pound rallied, that this might actually solve things and might actually do so in a way which is positive for British industry.
We'll see how that pans out for Brexit. Of course, Shane, this is the start of the earnings season. We've got quite a range of results so far. Just last night, pretty solid quarterly earnings from Goldman Sachs and Bank of America. But earlier this week, JP Morgan missed its market estimates first time in 15 quarters. And then, of course, Apple warned that China is slowing down and hitting its sales. What are you taking away from the earnings season so far? And are you expecting any market movements out of this earnings season? Maybe a disappointing one that might pull down markets?
It's a big focus this earnings reporting season, because we have seen share markets fall. We have seen, or at least up until recently, lately, they've been going back up again, but they're well down from their peaks. We have seen US economic data soften. So there's a lot of wariness going into this reporting season. So far, it's early days in the reporting season. Only 39 of the S&P 500 companies have actually reported. And when you look at the breakdown of beats versus worse than expected, something like 78% of the reports have been better than expected, which I guess you could say is a good sign. It wasn't quite as strong as it was 3 months ago, but still reasonably good. But as you say, there have been some mixed results in there, and also some profit warnings, most notably from Apple. I reckon it will probably turn out okay, not as bad as the market has been fearing, but it will also signal a shift to much lower earnings growth. So last year you had very strong double-digit earnings growth in the US on the back of the tax cuts. Those tax cuts, that impact's now been passed through, so that won't be helping anymore. In the meantime, the US economy is slowing down, and companies will indicate that that's what's happening, that there's a slowdown going on out there. There's a bit of uncertainty around. So bottom line is, I think earnings growth will look okay, but nowhere near as strong as it has been, and companies will be foreshadowing some slowing, probably not as much as the market fears, so therefore the market will probably end up okay from this reporting season, but nevertheless it will still indicate a loss of momentum.
Something to look out for tonight will be Morgan Stanley's earnings tonight. Something to look out for on Wall Street. We'll have to keep it there. Shane, good chatting with you again after your break. Thanks, and have a great day ahead, Shane.
My pleasure, you too.
Shane Oliver, Chief Economist and Head of Investment Strategy at AMP Capital on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.